Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Just like the cock, Master Time presents the word of the day. These disciples asked the Master, when is the end time? He told them, no man know the end time. Even the angels that bow down before my fathers, day and night, singing, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, they do not know the end time. But when you see wars and rumors of wars, earthquake in divers places, famine, pestilence, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, house divided within itself. Is it knowing not that the coming of the Lord is at the door? My friends, neighbors, brothers and sisters, I'm here to remind you that the coming of the Lord is at hand. You couldn't hear bells are ringing, the captain shouting, Daniel, blow your horn, it's supper time. Children, sons and daughters, it's supper time. It's time to come home. You have been wandering in this world of sin so long. You have been going up, you have been down, you have been north, south, east, and west. Now, my friend, I just want to remind you, it's supper time. It's supper time, children, to come home. My friends, you cannot, if you continue to ignore the call of the Master, you will be one of those that are weighed in the balance and are found wanting. My friend, to weigh in the balance and found wanting, you will be in danger of hellfire. My friend, today, we come on the air for these many weeks now, pleading for you, pleading with you, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I know, my friends, being saved may be foreign to you, but this is the word from the Master. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's Dr. Cox. The birds are still dropping from the air. Police are on the rampage. Criminal on the rampage. Governors are falling for immorality. Everybody wants to be president. My friend, there's only one person who's going to be president. Men have gotten their way to marriage. Women and women have gotten their way to marriage. The city have gotten their way, the county, the state, to legalize drugs. My friend, the policemen give up because they are some of the problem. My friend, but whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. This is the universal call today, the call to humanity to repent from their sin and call upon the name of the Lord. So let the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I am a part of the fellowship of unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. Oh, I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am his disciple. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away or be still, because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Realize that Satan is on my track, trying to turn me back, but my eyes have seen his glory. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking. For my eyes have seen his glory. I need not prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity to be heard. Don't have to be at the top of the pyramid or on the top of the mountain to be praised. Reward. I now walk by faith, learn by faith. Run my ways with patience. Live my prayer and live by the power of the Almighty. Let the blind call and he will receive sight. The dumb will receive speech. The deaf will hear. The sick will be healed. The lame will walk. The hungry bread. The thirsty water. The weary rest. The sad glad. Naked clothed with the garment of righteousness. So whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My face is set, my gait is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companion are few or none at all. My guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. My friend, I want you to know I cannot be bought. The message that deliver from week to week here, I cannot change it because it's given to me by the Master. Cannot be compromised, cannot be detoured, lure away, turn back. All the gold in Kentucky, all the rice in China cannot deter me. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity, or mended in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up. Oh, yes. They want me to shut up. They want me to get off the air. But until I have stayed up, stood up, preached up, for the cause of Jesus Christ, I am his disciple, the disciple of Jesus. I must go until he come for me. And when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by the blood, his blood applied to my heart. Are my friends. The united we stand, divided we fall. Abba, my friend, the division in the bedroom, the division in the living room, the division in the dining room, the division in the kitchen, the division in the outside, the division in the church, the division in the school, is all over. And when there's division, that constitutes a result. Nation rise up against nation, family against family, wife against husband, husband against wife, children against their parents. Said, united, we stand. If we only try to be united, we stand. My beloved, when all, when each person won their own car, each person won their own telephone, their own bedroom, their own this, their own that, and whatever. It's a vast division. And the word said, divided, you fall. You cannot unite when there is a division. We have to come together. What we say, a happy media, and talk it over. My friend, today we are climbing Jacob ladder every day. I once was a young man. Now I'm not anymore. But my vow that I made to the Lord, that I will work until He come. Our teaching today will be taken from the second chapter of the Epistle of Paul, the Apostle to the Roman. Second chapter, read as such. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, what whosoever thou art, thou judgest, for within thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest does the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, thou judgest them which do such things, and does the same, and do is the same. Why are you speaking here that you judge me, but you are guilty of the same crime? It's saying that you are a hypocrite. That judge that thou shalt escape the judgment of God. He's saying that you will not escape the judgment of God. Despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. How the goodness of God leads man and woman to repent from their evil ways. But after my hardness and impatient heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. My friend, it's saying here, be careful how you judge one another. Because there's a day coming against the day of the wrath of and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. My friends, there's a day coming that every man will stand before God to hear and be judged according to his deeds. It's to them who by patience continued in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Here it says here, to them who by patience continue to do to in well-doing, because in doing well for our glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. If you do well, you will have no doubt that you will see the honor and the glory of eternal life. But unto them that are continue and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. My friend, if you are obeying righteousness and wrath and indignation, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also the Gentiles. My friends, nobody will escape, because all will be judged by God. My friend, we need not to look to the right, nor to the left, because there's a day coming when every man will stand before God and be judged. But if you fail to continue in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. If you fail to do that, your part will be in the lake of fire. See, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. And my friend, it pay off to do good. It will pay off at the end of the day. If you will do good, it'll pay off right here in this world. If you suffer and continue to do good, if you suffer for Christ's sake, He said, you shall also reign with him in glory. Don't you want to reign in glory some days? Don't you want to see his face and hear of him? Well done. My friend, it is a challenge to turn your back on this world of sin, world of evil, and do good. Said, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. To the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. My friend, nobody is getting by, because everybody, all totality, the world in totality, will be judged by God. And God will not take no bribe. God do not take no honor to the table. He is righteous. And he will pay every man their full wages. My friend, what will your wages be when you stand before the righteous God to give an account? For there is no respect of person with God. For there are no respect of person with God. Everyone be human in this world, look for avenue to be favored when go before the judge is of the land. Some pay the judges a large sum of money to act on their behalf. Some paid, some does this. But my friend, with God, there is no respect of person. See, for as many have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are judged before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. My friend, for not the hearers of the law are judged before God, but the doers of the law shall be judged. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these have not the law, or a law unto themselves. My friend, this is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the word today. You can call me 305-836-9545. Or you may write me 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida 33147. If you're in the city of Miami, you can visit the Tabernacle, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, 33147. Reverend Right Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the pastor and overseer. And you can hear the testimony of those who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And they are singing the song that the angel cannot sing. I have been redeemed by the blood. You too, beloved. If you ask God, whosoever call upon his name with a true heart shall be saved. And you also can sing the song that the angels cannot sing. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My friend, today, it's an honor, it's a privilege to turn your back on this sinful world and make your mind up. So I decided to follow Jesus. It's a decision that you have to make to follow Jesus. And it's not a double take. You either following Jesus or you are following Satan or you are following the devil, my friends. I want you to know the two trains that's running side by side. One train is bound for heaven with the streets of gold, with the gates of pearl, and the streets of gold, and the silver water running down the throne of God. The luscious garden in the background, the tree of life standing. Oh, beloved, I've seen it standing. An angel bowing down before God, day and night, saying, holy, 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 my Lord. He's there to welcome you as you cross the finishing line of life, as you have made your escape from this world into that great beyond where there is no night, where there is no day, where Jesus himself is the light. Ah, my friends, what a day it will be. The song sings, what a day it will be when we all see Jesus. When we all, then we shall all shout and sing the victory. Ah, say, how I got over, my soul look back and wonder how I got over. My friend, it will be a grand day when we all see Jesus. I will have a day, not a train that bound for hell, side by side. And the devil himself is the engineer. He said to his passenger, ah, ha, 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 you have well paid your fare. You have cheated from the poor. You have abused the fatherless, the motherless. You have robbed the widows. And you have murdered. You have stolen. You have all the abominable evil in the sight of God. So you pay your fare. You would well pay your fare. He said, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. He said, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. My friend, you have a choice that I set before you today, a blessing and a curse, and chose you this day. You may choose a blessing and ask him to save you. But if you fail to choose a blessing, you have chosen a cursing, and your choice will be in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench.